Hi, everyone. This is Willie Crawford, and I am joined today by Mr. Alex Goad, who recently released an amazing product called Google Conquest. This product has allowed a lot of beta testers to quietly build steady, dependable incomes of several hundred dollars per day, working only a few hours a day. And so when I saw what he was doing, it really got my attention because I want to do something very similar. And so I invited Alex to join us today on the call, and I'll let him tell you a little about himself as he starts. So I just want to welcome all the callers to the call and invite you to call in later perhaps. If you have questions or comments, that number would be 347-215-8784. You can also type your questions or comments right into the chat room that's built into the browser interface there. So with that out of the way, Alex, thanks for taking time out of what has to be a very busy launch to join us today.
Hey, Willie. It's a great pleasure to be here, and it's actually an honor, too, because you know what? A couple of years ago when I started checking out this online thing, you were one of the first guys that I stumbled into, and then I was just a reader on your newsletter, but I soaked up a lot of great information from you and gained a lot of confidence from that, which allowed me to take the proper steps, get started, and get some success for myself, too. So thanks to you, Willie.
That's my pleasure. I've been watching you over the last year and a half maybe, and just watched you. I first noticed your name, and then all of a sudden I see you showing up, doing really, really well in promotions, and then I see you all over the place. And so I certainly focused on you and saw that I could learn a lot from you, because a lot of what you're doing is some of the things I want to start incorporating more into to my business. For our listeners, though, who aren't that familiar with you, you want to give them a brief synopsis of how you got started and made it to where you are today? I didn't really see a bio when I was looking earlier.
Sure. Well, I'm not really good at talking about myself, but I'll give it a shot. So if I remember correctly, it was about 3 years ago, and things weren't going well for me at all. I did some school, and I did sign up to university, but I never made it through more than 2 months. And
okay.
So I was sitting there, I didn't have a diploma, and I didn't have any, what employers consider, real hardcore employment skills.
Right.
So I was pretty much in a dead-end job. I was making just about minimum wage. I was in a very small apartment. I had tried to start an offline business before that, and it hadn't gone very well at all. So my back was up against the wall. My credit cards were loaded. I was getting bills in my mailbox all the time. I was getting calls all the time until my cell phone got cut because I wasn't paying it. So it was really like I was, my back was against the wall, and I was like, whoa. And I realized that at some point or another, if I wanted this to stop, I was going to have to do something else, because if I just continued doing what I was doing at the time, I was going to go bankrupt anytime soon and end up living depressed in my mother's basement. And, I really wasn't looking forward to that.
No.
So I started looking around on the Internet, and I had some friends that, were doing some stuff on the Internet, and they pointed me in a couple of different directions. And finally, what I found was that there are certain ways that you can just basically force Google and company to send you free traffic. And if you can grab enough of that, well, you're going to have a nice autopilot income. And so I started just building these sites, building as fast as I could. And as soon as I saw it working, and this was within maybe a week or so of actually starting, I decided, screw this, excuse my language, but I'm not doing this job anymore. I'm just going to do this full time. I'm giving it everything I've got, and hopefully it's going to work out. I obviously don't recommend that people follow my example, because I may have been a bit foolish, and it turned out better than okay. It turned out great, in fact, because here I am today. But, so at the time I really took a big chance. I threw everything I had in there, and I got started, and it actually worked out. And so since then, I've made money online in about 6 or 7 different ways, from affiliate marketing, from CPA offers, from site building. That's been my main thing. And, so things have been great since then.
Excellent. And I've recently shared with my newsletter subscribers that part of my plan as I turn 50 next March, and I'm looking at, well, when do I want to really retire from this and, you know, have a nice residual income and not really be dependent on anything. And part of my plan is to build a very simple websites, you know, mostly blogs or one-page websites, and have revenue from them from selling advertising via AdSense or something similar, and then plugging in an affiliate product or one of my own products every here and there. And it looks so easy to do. That's largely what you're teaching, something similar, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, like I said, I'm making money online in many different ways, but there's one way that just works all the time, and it's so simple that anybody can do it. And that's why I like this way specifically, because if you build these little sites and you've got automation software to build them and you've got simple step-by-step instructions, it's a lot simpler than just about anything else you could do. Because if you compare it to, for example, pay-per-click marketing, where you have where automatically for every piece of traffic that you get, you're paying money out of your pocket. So, you know, many of the other methods are much less forgiving than this one is. And I find that this one, not only was it the first one that worked for me and that started putting money in my pocket right away, but it's also the method that when I shared it with a couple of inner circle people, friends, and, you know, just people that I had met online, they started trying it, and then they were making good money with it real quick also. So when I started noticing that, I was like, well, hey, this is the method that doesn't just work for me. It works for, you know, just about everybody else too. And so I think, yes, it's definitely a very good idea for you to go about it this way, because let's look at it this way. If you look at the Internet now, you know, if you're in America, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, you may have the impression that, you know, everything has been said and done. And that's not even close to being the case in North America and company. But for the rest of the world, it's even worse. And so if you look at Google statistics, here's what they say. They say that almost 50% of every person who searches for something on the Internet, what they're searching for is a new search. It's something that Google has never seen before, and there's no websites actually serving that traffic.
Wow.
So in reality, here's what it looks like. It's almost like a gold rush, because every day there's something like millions of new people coming online looking for different stuff, and there's no web properties to serve these people. So you know, someone will come online, they look for a solution to their problem, they don't find anything. And so what we're doing essentially with this program is we're saying, you know, we're going to build micro niche sites, so these very small, simple blog websites to serve those people that can't find what they're looking for. And so by doing that, you're by default, since nobody else is serving those customers, well, they have to come to you. And Google is happy to give them to you, because Google depends on the fact that when a customer goes in there and enters a search query, Google gives them a decent answer. Because if Google can't give them a decent answer, then the customer is going to go looking somewhere else. You know, they're going to go to another search engine. They're going to go to the Yellow Pages. They're going to use some other way to find what they're looking for. And
right.
Google doesn't want that, because obviously they want to be the number one source. They want to be branded as, if you're looking for something, you come straight to Google. And so when you're building these micro niche sites and serving the customers properly and just serving this traffic with the information that they're looking for through these micro niche sites, you're basically serving the customers well, but you're also serving Google's purpose well, and that's why they're going to send you all this free traffic.
Makes sense, because, I mean, they depend – their model is really to make money from selling advertising to their searchers, and so they're happy to have sources that they can point their searchers to. But you touched on something else that's significant, though. You pointed out that most people don't even find sites that fill the need that they're searching for, because so many of the people I deal with, you know, they look at something like Good Keyword or Word Tracker, and they're looking at how many searches are recorded there, but those sources don't really track actually the majority of the relevant searches, do they? I mean, there's just so many searches going on.
They don't
there.
Track. They, well, first of all, they don't track. you know, they have limits because they're basing their figures on search engines that aren't Google and aren't the biggest search engines out there. So in fact, they're basing on something like, you know, 3% of the actual traffic out there. So those figures are often skewed, and it's clear that there's a lot more searches going on than what you see there. Now, the other thing is that WordTracker is one of my favorite tools, and I use it all the time to get my keyword lists for these sites that we build because, you know, and you can do this in, if you've, I mean, I know you know this, but the people listening to this call, if you've got a WordTracker account, you can go in there and do this right now, and you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about, and here's what it is. Okay, if you find a niche that's got a lot of money in it, and to give you a hint, if you think about everything that's got to do with financial services, financial offers, mortgages, stock trading, this kind of stuff, tons and tons of money, and there's hundreds and even thousands of these niches that have tons of money in them, like, you know, you've, everything that's heavily promoted as an affiliate, everything that's got a lot of money behind it, a lot of money in those niches. And so what that means is that even if you're monetizing your site with AdSense, the clicks that your customers are going to make on your sites can be worth $1, $2, $3 a click. So here's what we do. We find these power niches where the keywords and the clicks are worth a lot of money, and then instead of going after, you know, the main keyword like debt elimination, we go after the long tail keywords. And so if you go on WordTracker and you enter, for example, debt elimination, it's going to give you something like, you know, thousands of different suggestions. Now, when you run that through the system, it's going to tell you which ones have a lot of competition and which ones don't. So, and it's unavoidable, you're going to find hundreds of keywords by doing this. The first time you do it, you're going to find hundreds of keywords that have either no competition at all or that have competition like, you know, 10 competing web pages or something like that. And so when you build a micro-niche site like the Google Conquest system does and you point links towards it, which is another component of the Google Conquest system, then, you know, those low-competition phrases and those no-competition phrases, well, you automatically own those from now on. And so, you know, you can build a site within a couple of hours that targets hundreds and perhaps even thousands of these searches that otherwise are getting lost or are going somewhere else. And now you're basically just funneling all that traffic towards yourself. You've got your ads up there. You've got your AdSense in the content, and you just let it sit, and the traffic keeps coming. So, you know, that's how you build yourself a passive income with micro niche sites.
That sounds so easy.
Well, it is easy, you know. I mean, realistically, the first time you do it, there's a small learning curve, like anything else in life that's worth doing. But, you know, with the degree of automation that we've now got into this, it's mostly button pushing and copy pasting, and just following simple instructions. And yeah, that's about all there is to it, really.
And a lot of people, you know, in looking at what niches to target, they wonder, you know, how do I even know, you know, which niches to get into. I think you've touched on that and that you're pointing out that there are a lot of niches that the bigger players are even ignoring. But
Absolutely. Well, you know, finding niches is something that a lot of people have problems with. But when you've got a fail-proof system to find niches, it's actually like the least of your problems because it's super, super easy. And I can tell you right now a couple of different ways to do it. Here's a really good one, and this is something that almost nobody knows. So I would say nobody knows this, or, you know, one person out of 10,000 knows this. So here's the trick. You go on PayPal.com, and you don't need to log in, and you don't need a PayPal account to do this. So you go on PayPal.com, and then at the very bottom of the main page, there's these tiny little links that aren't apparent at all, but one of them is PayPal Stores.
Okay.
And if you click on that link, what you're going to see is a list of everybody who's selling stuff through PayPal by category and by sales volume. Okay, so what that tells you, so you go in there, and you can see exactly in which categories and in which niches other merchants are making piles of money. So then you just, you know, you just select their niches and then build micro niche sites around the keywords, around those niches, and there you are. It's really just that simple. So that's one way of doing it, and there's several more. One of my favorite ways to do this is when you're selecting a niche, one of the things that you want to be sure of is there money in that niche? Because you want to get, if you're building a site and if you're spending even just a minute of your time doing something, you know, why make it on something that's going to pay you 10 cents a click or, you know, 10 bucks per affiliate sale? Why not make it on something that's going to pay you a dollar a click and $40 or $50 for your affiliate sale? So how do you know where the money is? Well, go on PayPal with the store's link at the bottom, find some ideas that you like, and then go to the Google keyword tool, and this is all free. So then you go to google.com and type Google keyword tool in the search box, and that's going to pop up the free Google keyword tool. And now once you do that, you can enter you can just enter one root keyword in there, and it's going to give you a bunch of other keywords, like 200 or 300 other keywords based on that root keyword. But now here's something that you can do. On that page there, you can select to have it show you approximately how much advertisers are bidding per click on those keywords. So if you see that the advertisers are bidding something like 25 cents, 30 cents, 10 cents, then you think, no, this niche, no good. I want more money. If I'm going to do any work, I want more money for it. But if you go to that Google keyword tool and you enter any kind of financial terms, anything related with law and lawyers and getting money, health problems, this kind of stuff, you're going to find tons and tons of keywords where the advertisers are bidding several dollars per click. And what that tells you is when the advertisers are bidding several dollars per click, what it says is that the customers or the prospects in that niche are people that spend money easily. And so those are the people that you want to target with your micro-niche sites, because whether you're monetizing with AdSense or affiliate offers, what you know is the people placing the ads on your website through AdSense are paying a lot for each click.
Right.
And the other thing you know is when you're making the customers in that niche are hot buyers, so every piece of traffic that you get is worth a lot, because you can either get a lot for it on AdSense, or you can make, you know, high-paying sales through affiliate offers that convert well.
Okay, and I've been at this internet game for about a dozen years, and I've watched over the years, and the one thing that most people actually seem to struggle with is getting traffic. You know, and the reason that most businesses that I watch online fail is because they get no traffic. If you have no traffic, you can't make sales. Google Conquest seems to tackle this problem head on, though, by helping to get one-way links from authority sites. Why is it so important, and how do Google Conquest members get, you know, these links and this amount of traffic?
Okay, well, let's make this a two-part answer. And
okay.
So yes, I realize that just about every business, every small business that's coming online, and even big businesses and individuals, the number one problem that they have is getting traffic to their website. And then they start multiplying this problem, because the first thing they do is they go to Google AdWords and they start paying for traffic. And the problem with that is that unless you've got a tested sales process, you're going to pay more for each click than you're going to get back. So then you're going to think, oh, I can't get traffic this way. And in fact, they don't know how to get traffic. And, you know, that almost depresses me when I think about it, because getting traffic is one of the easiest things that you can do online. All you have to do is have the right keywords in some content with some links pointing to it, and Google is going to eat it like candy. So I
agree with that totally, and I so recognize the problem, the fact that so many people are really poor at getting traffic, that's been a big part of my income over the last couple of years, is teaching people how to get traffic, you know, creating simple products to teach people traffic generation. But when I looked at Google Conquest, though, and saw that you know, that it just basically plugs traffic right into the people's sites for them. To me, it's a complete no-brainer. And I also, some of the people who are in the chat room are people that I know deal with offline businesses, you know, brick-and-mortar businesses that are also trying to get more eyeballs on their websites. And so I see this as very powerful even there, you know, simple websites designed to generate leads or traffic for offline businesses. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, and like you said, that's one of the, again, this is one of the biggest opportunities that these small offline businesses have to get super high ROI on what they do with their time and money. And I do have quite a few people now that have registered for the program are exactly in that situation. Either they're the person in the organization that's responsible for generating traffic, or they're small business owners and they're basically saying, you know, yes, I want more free traffic. And, you know, oftentimes this traffic converts so well for people that are in that situation that, you know, they're laughing to the bank, because instead of making a 10% ROI because they're spending a lot on advertising and it's just hard to, you know, to get new people in the door without breaking the bank, when they discover this, they're basically blown away. And so one of the main reasons why this works so well with Google Conquest is because we've taken care of one of the things that Google considers absolutely essential, and that's quality one-way backlinks. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
you have to try and think like Google. If you're thinking like Google, here's what you need to know, is that there's people out there that build low-quality websites. They use, like, computers to generate, you know, bad content, and then they just throw keywords in there, and then they send links to it from, you know, bad sources and social bookmarking, and they spam blog comments, and they do things like that. So this is an existing reality. So if you're Google, you can't have that, because otherwise you run the chance of sending your precious customers to bad websites, and then they're not going to use your service to search anymore.
Right.
So the number one way that Google can recognize instantly if your site is a quality site that deserves getting traffic or if it's not is, do you have any links coming to your website from other websites that are considered quality websites? And as soon as Google can establish that, yes, that's the case, other quality websites are linking to you, then that automatically tells them that some human being and someone who's got a quality site has identified that you're also a quality site, and so they're willing to send you their traffic and, in fact, refer their customers to you. And so that tells Google this is a quality site.
Yes, and that's where that Google PageRank comes in, where Google looks at, through its own whatever ranking system, how important it thinks the page is that's pointing to you.
Exactly.
Wow. Now,
so here's how this works in the Google Conquest system, is we've got two networks of sites that are classified in different categories and that we've been building over a period of years, which now have this authority and this page rank. And when you're in the Google Conquest system, you can publish content to this network of sites. So you can say, you can write an article or you can source an article from somewhere else. And in that article, you just give yourself links back to your own domains. And then you publish this content across this network of sites. Of course, there's a human review that looks at your content to see, is this, you know, quality content that we can put on the website? Is it's not gibberish or it's not anything like that? So, you know, as long as it's written by a human being and it's good quality, it's automatically approved. But what that does is that every piece of content that you publish will give you something like 15 high-quality, unique, one-way backlinks coming into your content.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and get into the components then of the Google Conquest system, because we sort of touched on that anyway, and we're talking about basically you know, users putting up websites and then generating quality backlinks so that they automatically are recognized by Google as containing quality content. One of the first things people will think about when they're thinking about a system or anything new is they think to themselves, you know, this has to be difficult to learn, you know. And most of us have purchased products in the past or joined different things where, you know, we felt lost. And so I noticed that one of the things that you do offer with Google Conquest is training, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, if we rewind a couple of years ago, I had a completely different way of thinking. You know, I was stuck in my one-bedroom apartment. The future was looking bleak, and I was thinking to myself, you know, if I can find a way to make money, I'm going to keep it all to myself and never tell anybody else about it. And about a year and a half, 2 years later, I had made so much money. I mean, it wasn't that much at the time. It was, you know, solid six figures. So, compared to what I see in my accounts today, it was not that much.
Right.
But to me, at the time, for someone that was used to making $7 or $8 an hour, and in the space of a year and a half, I had made six figures, and it was there in my bank account because that was profit. I was like, holy moly, this is incredible. And so I started talking to my friends, I started talking to my family, and they were all like, well, Alex, how are you doing this? You know, help us. If it's working for you, don't keep it all for yourself. Let us have some. And at that point, I was like, you know, you're darn right. You're darn right I'm going to help you get some. We're talking about my friends and family, and I was like,
right.
Sure, I want you to enjoy what I've got now, and I want to do everything I can to help you. And so I started doing that, and I eventually developed some programs that I sold to people and with which they made money. But what I noticed then was that not all methods are created equal, and that's what I was saying in the beginning of this call, is that there's some methods that are harder for people to adapt and there's some methods that are easier for people to adapt. And so now I've released a program that's really built on being easy to adapt for people. And so if we just go back to for just a second.
Sure.
You know, when I started selling these products online and helping people build a massive income of their own, what I noticed was that the number one thing that was missing was comprehensive training and coaching. Because, you know, people don't want to just buy a book that's got these vague ideas in it and that's got these kind of vague guidelines, and then they're on their own.
I noticed that too. Not only that, I noticed why people, why a lot of your so-called gurus don't offer comprehensive training, and that's because they don't know what they're doing. It's something that you observed in your sales letter, you know, that
yeah.
They don't give you a complete end-to-end system because they don't have a complete end-to-end system they've actually used themselves.
Well, you know, I mean, at this point, you know, you are and I am what people will refer to as an online guru, right? I'm not necessarily very fond of that term, but forces to admit there's a lot of bad quality stuff out there, and there's a
right.
lot of very bad quality leaders. You know, like people that are making a lot of money that can prove it, but they're just not a good leader. They're in it for the buck way beyond their being there for the customer. So the customer comes into the system all excited, and the owner of the system is kind of like excited about the money but not excited about the customers and not excited about their success. So then the customer eventually feels high and dry, you know, like he's been led to believe this is the next best thing to slice bread, and perhaps it is, but there's no support and there's no kind of, you know, they refuse to spend any time with the customers. There's no hand-holding, there's no comprehensive training, there's no coaching, and so people, you know, eventually drop off and just don't do it because they feel that they don't have the resources and the support to do so. And so that's one of the main issues that I wanted to attack with this product, is really make it comprehensive, really make it so that there's a lot of presence for myself. And, you know, that's one of the points that's difficult, is the presence of the actual program creator, because oftentimes, you know, they like to just work, launch a product, make a bunch of money, and then leave on vacation for 2 months and then launch
right.
another one.
Right.
Now, while their support team takes care of the people that bought their product. Now, I'm not going to tell you I don't have a support team. I've got about 10 people on staff for this, but I do expect to spend a lot of time in there myself, really showing people what they need to focus on and what they need to do on a daily basis so that in the shortest time possible, they end up with a nice internet income.
Now, I've noticed that you're also part of the site is a community of users, and I've actually communicated with some of the earlier beta testers, if you will, and I see that as being a very important part of the overall success of your users, too. In fact, I fully plan on being a fairly heavy user of your system, so any members that join Google Conquest can fully expect to see me in there, actively a part of the community, because I believe fully in just doing this. I can see how easy it is to set up simple sites, targeting what people are actually looking for, getting into search engines, getting noticed by Google, and really not having to work very hard. I mean, we seem to bang our heads against the wall, you know, trying to sell people stuff they don't want when there's millions of people, like you said, online, searching every day and not finding what they're looking for. So, you know, if we just offer them what they're looking for, it's just so easy.
Exactly.
You know?
And you know, I mean, it really saddens me because I see people that you know, have spent tons of money on internet marketing products. And I have to admit, I did it too in the beginning especially. You know, I spent thousands and thousands of dollars that I basically didn't have to educate myself. Now, I'm going to say that education did end up bringing me where I am today. But people have a tendency to overcomplicate things for themselves, and that's one of the reasons why coaching is so necessary. Because if you look at a program like Google Conquest, you know, it works based on a couple of simple things. It's not a 100-point system. You know, it's a couple counted on the fingers of your two hands system. So what we really want to focus on is, you know, I mean, you know this, the Pareto principle, the 20% of what you do brings 80% of the results.
Right.
And so that's the case a lot with programs, and why they don't work for people is that they focus on 100%. They focus 100% of their energy on 100% of the stuff. And that's just not going to work. If you can focus 80% of your energy on the 20% of stuff that works, that means that you can work 2 or 3 hours a day and make as much money as a six-figure professional. You know, but it just counts on the fact that you've identified what you need to do with those 2 or 3 hours, and you do it. And that's really all there is to it, because you've got a system that's really simple, and it just basically tells you first do this, then do this, then do this, and you can sit down and in a session of 2 or 3 hours have one of these sites perfectly built up to the point where over the long term, it's going to make you about $10 a day every day for a really long time to come. So I think you can see that if you just set up one of these per week, you know, by the time that you're done with the year, you're talking about, you know, you've built yourself 50 sites that are making $10 a day, and that's $500 a day. So if it only takes a couple of hours to build these, you can build one a week, you can build 10 a week, you can go as fast as you want. As long as you follow the system, you follow the instructions, and you follow the proven principles behind it, it's going to work.
Yeah, and I think people listen to, you know, $10 a day, 50 sites, think, okay, $500 a day, but that's $15,000 a month. And in my part of Florida, I'd say the average income is probably less than $45,000 a year. I haven't even checked because I haven't been out of the job market for so long. But, you know, in like 2 or 3 months, people will be making as much as some people make in a year working a regular job. You know, it depends on your location, of course, as to what standards of living are. But that's a lot of money for work you do once, and then you largely don't have to do much with the site other than, you know, maybe post, you know, direct a few more links to it every now and then. But it's not very difficult from what I've, you know, from looking at the system and looking at the ability to use the blog network, for example, to get your content to some high-quality sites and point back to you, and Google just follows those links right back to your new product or your new site. It's pretty powerful.
Yeah. You know, and I'm just thinking back on the case studies and the beta testers in this program. And it seems to be, from experience, not from what people have told me, but it seems to be that what people are aiming for most is to free up their time. And so what I've noticed is that a lot of people that are using the system get their income to up to about $10,000 a month, and then they start, you know, really cutting back and slowing down and doing just a couple of hours a week to keep their income up there, because now they're, you know, they're happy with that level of income. And they want to spend their time elsewhere. They want to spend their time with their family. They want to take the vacations that they've been putting off for a long time. And, yeah, I mean, it's the age of time, right? In 21st century, our most precious resource now is definitely our time and our attention. And if you use a system like this and you do so diligently, within a space of a couple of months, you can not only replace your day job income while you're still in that day job, but you can get to a point in a very short period of months where you just basically don't really have to work a full week anymore. You can even do half a week, about 15 hours a week, and that's enough.
Yeah, and I've noticed a lot of people, when they start online businesses, they were trying to get away from working for someone else, and yet they go to work for a worse boss than they had before because they work longer hours than they would when they're working a regular job. They often don't put any kind of a retirement plan in place, so they have to keep working forever, and often they really end up making less money than they did in a full-time job because a lot of them haven't figured out that part of the formula yet. So they create a prison for themselves where they are forced to work long hours with very little money and, never see the end in sight. And so I like that you can build some sites that are low-maintenance sites and have more quality time to spend doing the things you really want to do. And if you're smart, you, of course, set aside some of that money so you're actually building your own retirement plan, too. Or, as I look at it, you're building all these sites that you could someday sell, so you've got a retirement plan there, you know. You're building real assets.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, realistically, it's just a question of being able to... Here's what determines people's success online. Using a system that actually works.
Right.
Because, you need something that actually works. And implementing it at least a couple of hours here and there, and then having a guidance system, and oftentimes what's called a mentor. So, like you said, if you get into the wrong system, you might be digging your own grave in the sense that you're getting into something that is just going to create more work for you and is just going to create another way for you to exchange time for dollars. In the sense that, you work an hour here, you make $25 in that hour, you stop working, you don't make anything. And that's how day jobs are, basically.
Right, still trading time for money.
Right, so the number one thing that you want, please excuse that, this is my cell phone, I'm just going to shut it off.
Not a problem. For those listeners just joining us on the call, I am interviewing Mr. Alex Goad, who is the creator of the Google Conquest System. And if you want to check that out while we're talking, you could go to sagemarketer.com/conquest. That's the link I set up for you. And I typed that into the chat room, too. I encourage you to check it out, though, because he's just launched his system, but it's actually already, about 75% sold out after only 2 days, so it's not going to last very long. And back to you. I'm sorry, Alex.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the phone ringing and everything, I kind of lost the threads here. So, yeah, but what I wanted to say was that essentially what we want to get away from and what I wanted to get away from was exchanging time for dollars. I don't care if you're paid 50 or even 100 bucks an hour. It's still no fun if when you stop working, the money stops coming. So ideally what you want is you want to put yourself in a situation where the work that you do now pays you now and pays you later also, even when you're not doing it anymore. And, in fact, even when you're, sitting on that proverbial beach, sipping on that proverbial martini. So realistically, that's kind of what my life looks like now, and it's what the lives of a lot of the case studies look like too. And if you look at the case for myself, I mean, I'm kind of a workaholic. I work a lot, and it's not because I want money. It's basically because I made kind of this promise to myself that I wanted to help people and make sure that they got what they wanted out of their lives also. And the thing is, to me, that's not work. That's fun. There's nothing more fun than I can do in a day than help someone get rid of what they don't want, a.k.a. their day job and their boss, and get what they do want, which is more income and more freedom so that they can spend time doing whatever they really do want to be doing.
And I live the same lifestyle, but what's fun to me is to tell my offline friends how much I make some days. What's their disbelief? But you also talked about, regardless of how much money you're making per hour, what surprises me continuously is the number of doctors and lawyers and people like that that approach me wanting to start an internet business, because even though they're making hundreds of thousands a year, they're still tied to, if they don't work, they don't get paid. And that's very powerful. They're looking for that residual income too, which they would build with something like this.
Absolutely. And you know, I mean, they're smart people, obviously. And, you know, work is fun for a time, but it gets old after a while. And I think it's pretty clear in today's world that money equals freedom. So, you know, we can talk all we want about money. Is it good? Is it evil? You know, I don't want to get into that debate. But the question is, if you want to live a life where you feel that you're free, you basically need to have a decent amount of money in your pocket, and probably a little bit more than a decent amount of money, because most problems you can throw money at and they go away. If you're making a lot of money and you want to maintain that lifestyle while cutting down the hours and giving yourself more time freedom, then you need some kind of system to do it. And if you've read those books by Kiyosabe, Rich Dad Poor Dad, you know, it's very, very clear that one of the things that you need to do to ensure your financial health is to get multiple streams of passive income. And so, you know, all this to say that the Google Conquest system is a system that's basically built around that idea that you can go and open up these income streams for yourself. And
now,
so
another
you can
thing
create the financial and time freedom that you need so that you can, after that, just run the system in the background while you're doing something else. And maybe that'll be starting a business that's your absolute passion. Maybe it's going to be, you know, pursuing your hobby, spending time with your family, whatever it is. The point is to be able to do it.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I could see being out on my fishing boat and logging in, you know, periodically to check to see how my sites are doing, making some minor changes or whatever, and really live in the lifestyle. Another thing I like, though, about your whole system is the support, and part of that support actually is the challenge, you know, because a lot of us do need accountability partners. We need motivation. So you have a 60-day challenge built right into the site. Is that sort of like a fast start program?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, because behind Google Conquest, I mean, like I was telling you and like I've been repeating, I'm making money online through many, many different ways. And the thing is, as soon as you start making money online, as soon as you crack the code and you understand how things work, the money is going to start coming at you from all sorts of directions, and the opportunities are going to be everywhere. And that's, in fact, what's happened to me, is that it's just coming at me from all these different places. And now, you know, I get, this is a silly analogy, but I get checks in the mail and I get payments in my PayPal and stuff like that, sometimes for thousands of dollars, and I don't even know where they're coming from.
I know the feeling.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you think, where did this, someone just gave me $5,000, and I don't know why, but, you know, I'll take it anyways.
And for the listeners who don't understand how that could happen, you have a lot of, especially affiliate programs, where the companies change names. They don't put the product names or the company names on the checks, per se. So we do get, literally, checks that we don't know what they're for.
It's quite funny. And so the thing is, though, that you can't necessarily start in the middle of that process, and there's some ways to make money that are not necessarily accessible to you yet, and they're not going to be until you've done the first part. And so, you know, you can make money selling your own digital product. You can make money setting up affiliate websites. You could make money doing a million different things. But And actually, we're going to discuss a lot of those things in Google Conquest. You know, we're going to discuss how to write sales pieces that actually work, how to write advertising that really pulls in eyeballs and dollars, how to do pay-per-click marketing. We are going to cover just about everything that is needed to make real money online in all sorts of different ways. But the important thing is that the 60-day challenge is specifically designed so that in a period of 60 days, if you follow the simple steps every day, you're going to be making, at the end, $200 a day. So the idea behind the 60-day challenge is, yes, there's all these doors that are open, there's all these possibilities that are offered to you that you could do and that you will do later, but do the 60-day challenge, because once you've done that, if you follow the steps properly, you're going to be making, realistically, several hundred dollars a day in passive income. And what that does is that now you don't have to go to your job anymore. You don't have to commute in the traffic. And so you just freed up something like 10 hours per day, or 50 hours a week if you're working a 40-hour-a-week job and you need to commute to get there. You've just freed up all that time so that now you can study the rest of the stuff. You can implement other methods, and you can just multiply your income. But in order to be able to get to that point, to free yourself from the vicious cycle of, I'm not making enough money to train myself, and I don't have enough time to implement it, the 60-day challenge is exactly the thing that you need so that with only a couple of hours here and there, you can get up to the point where you can say, no more. I don't need to put my time, exchange my time for dollars anymore. Now I'm just going to sit here, I'm going to educate myself, I'm going to learn the things that are going to allow me to make even more money while spending a couple of hours implementing what I learned in the 60-day challenge so that I keep getting this passive income that I now have.
I like that, because I know a lot of people that are listening to this do have that, that back against the wall feeling, you know, where they really don't feel like they can take time out to focus on building a business because they're you know, actually, you know, making decisions today just to pay the bills tomorrow, and I know, I actually know what that feels like, having grown up on government subsistence and everything, and I know what it feels like when you can actually take a deep breath and make decisions when you aren't under pressure because you don't need the money, and so you just think a lot clearer, and things really start to fall in place then. So I can see the 60-day challenge, you know, being the thing that will push a lot of people to where they are able to function without being under the pressure of having to make that money, because they do have a steady income coming in that's dependable.
Well, absolutely, and you know, I mean, it's not an accident why we're doing this is because I know that full well, and I remember it from my own experience when I was, you know, trying to start doing this. Is that, you know, the vicious cycle is the following: most people need to go to work tomorrow morning. Otherwise, in a short period of time, they're going to be in financial trouble.
Right.
So that what that implies is that they have to get up early, they have to drive to work, they have to serve all day in their function, they have to drive back home, make themselves dinner, eat it, and then by the time that's done, not only is there very little time left in the day, but there's very little energy left in the tank. And so the prospect of you know, spending all these long hours developing this long-term thing is not, you know, the idea behind it is attractive, but the idea of actually doing it is not that attractive. And so for people to make it easy for people, you need a real system, and you need something where they know exactly where they're going, and with just, you know, and then they know that tonight I'm going to put in 2 hours on this, but those 2 hours are going to pay me for months and months to come. And so by making it simple and by making it not so demanding on their time and their mental energy, because let's face it, it's a lot of button pushing and copy pasting, that's how you get there, or that's how you give yourself at least the best chance possible.
Right. Now, we've gone for about 50 minutes, so we've got about 10 minutes to go. I wanted to make sure we cover what's included in the system, too, what the other components of the system are.
Okay, well, to make it quick, here's what someone can expect when they get into the Google Conquest system. So there's software components, and the main one is called Blog Colony. And what this thing does is it allows you to build these micro-niche, super-optimized websites in a matter of minutes with a lot of copy-pasting. And so at the end result is that you get a site that people will think that you paid thousands of dollars for or that you invested 6 months of your time into, and in fact it was only 2 or 3 hours that you put in. And the other good thing about the system is that even for someone who has no tech skills can just get in and start doing it, because it doesn't require any programming or any, you know, understanding of complicated stuff. So that's part number one, and that's like the builder. It's the main thing that allows you to do this fast.
And isn't there a demo video of that on the site itself?
There is, yes, there is.
Okay,
and So on the website, if you go to the website at the end of this call or during the call, you're going to see somewhere around the middle there's a video demonstration there where we build a super optimized website with 10 pages of content, videos, pictures, and a bunch of links. And I think this whole video from start to finish lasts 6 minutes and 46 seconds. So, you know, the guy that did the demonstration is one of my partners on the project, Andrew Hansen, and he's obviously quite well-versed with the system, but I think you'll agree that 6 minutes and 46 seconds is almost ridiculous for getting a site of that quality out there.
Right.
So that's one of the big components. The other big component is my cache blueprints. So these are the specific ways that you can start pulling real money out of the internet as fast as possible. And so that's going to be starting next week on Monday, every day of the week, I believe it's going to be every day of the week, we're going to have 5 fast start training sessions. And during those 5 fast start training sessions, I'm going to explain the exact blueprints that you can use and that you should use. If you need money now, that's what you should do. So that's what I'm going to show in those first 5 days. Then there's obviously the link components that we discussed before, because let's face it, if you can't get quality one-way backlinks, it's just not going to work. And if you want to go buy these elsewhere, you'll also see this on the sales page if you go to the website after the call, is that one-way backlinks are extremely expensive. They're like, you know, $97 a month for one link. With the system that we have included in there, you can get 15 of those links every time you post a piece of content, and they're free, you know, essentially free. So, you can get tens of thousands of dollars worth of links included in the system. Other components now are, as we were just talking about, the 60-day challenge. And then there's also the coaching components, which is that over time, I'm going to be showing exactly different parts of what a total online business is. And we're going to go over those different parts, and it's going to be really step by step. And there's also, I've got a team of coaches behind this that the customers can interact with so that they can actually say, hey, here's what I did. Can you have a look at it and tell me if it's right or not? Or hey, I'm doing this part of the process right now, and I'm stuck a little here. Can you help unstick me? So that coaching component is something very, very important that's also included in the program. Essentially it consists of – oh, yeah, and I completely forgot this. We've included 5 custom products in the actual Google Conquest system. And the reason I did this was it's so easy sometimes to make money with your own digital product. But the thing is, most people don't have one, and they can be quite expensive to build. And so we've included 5 of those in the program. And so we've included the squeeze page, the video squeeze page, the free report that they use to get their customers to opt in, the autoresponder sequence, the affiliate offers, the emails are already written. It's really like a complete turnkey business in a box.
Okay. And another part of the system I noticed was that we often talk about hands-off or autopilot income and all this other stuff, and people think, well, how can I have a website that if I do absolutely nothing to it, it continues to grow and to make money? Part of the system actually is that when other people post to their blog, can't we add our blogs to the network and let other people, other users grow our blogs for us?
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the most beautiful components of the system, actually, is that you can – just in the way that you can give your content to other people so that you get unique one-way backlinks, well, other people are also there saying, hey, give me some of your content. I have no problem giving you backlinks in your article as long as you give me content. Because what that does is that, as you said, your network, each one of your sites, keeps on building, getting more fresh content, more links, and more free traffic from Google, even though you didn't do anything. This all happens behind the scenes. And this content is not approved by yourself. It's approved by the editors in the system. So you could be, you know, sitting on a beach somewhere, and people are adding content and ultimately, you know, new avenues for traffic to your website while you're not there.
And that is extremely powerful because I know, like I said, so many people will start projects and, you know, get sidetracked, lose interest, whatever, or don't take enough time to really learn the system, and at some point, you know, just stop doing it. Well, you get these blogs out there, and they can actually be growing themselves, and if you have that revenue stream plugged in, you can quite literally be sitting on the beach or out fishing or whatever, and your site is making money, and not only that, but it's growing itself so that Google continues to lavish love upon it, and it continues to get unique keywords added to it that the search engines like. So it's a really, really powerful system. I think we've covered most of the components of the system. So what I want to do is to point out to the listeners, who want to check out the system, that they can check out Google Conquest by going to the link I've posted in the chat room. But that link is sagemarketer.com. That's sagemarketer.com/conquest, and use a capital C in the word conquest. So sagemarketer.com/conquest. It'll probably work with the lowercase too. But you can go there. I know this thing went on sale yesterday, and in the first 24 hours, it's like 70% sold out, so it's probably like 80% sold out now, and it's just because a lot of the beta testers, a lot of the early users went in, looked at it, really fell in love with the system like I did. Like I said, I fully intend to be in the user community setting up sites, more sites, building my retirement plan, basically, where, you know, someday I have certain sites that are really, really outstanding sites. I'll be selling those off for large chunks of money, but at the same time, I'll be just collecting money every day from people online looking to solve their own little problems. Now, we did get a question in the chat room asking if we provide hosting. Hosting is not included in the package, but I'm sure you can point them to some decent hosting, right, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. We have suggested hosting companies that work particularly well with the system and make it so that, you know, you just basically copy-paste information and your hosting is set up. But we do not sell hosting, and hosting is not included, no, especially because we want to give people the opportunity to have more flexibility, and also because the system just plain old works better if everybody is, you know, if we avoid everybody using the same hosting company.
Right. It would look different to Google if everybody was on the exact same servers and everything. That makes sense to me.
Exactly.
Now, I also I emailed my list earlier pointing out that if they ordered through my link, that I would give them a free one-hour consultation. And so as a part of my consultation, I can point you to hosting that is incredibly, incredibly cheap, like 4 cents per domain per month, if you can imagine that. And yet you have to buy through the link that I posted, which is sagemarketer.com/conquest, and you need to get it before it sells out. So don't take too long to think about it. And if you want to check out my coaching, you can find that on my blog and places like that, and you'll find that people do actually pay me $800 per hour for consultation. These are mostly local offline businesses that want to know how to get more traffic to their businesses and through the door. They realize the lifetime value of a customer, and they're willing to pay for good advice. And as David Preston and I talked about in the chat room during this interview, we're going to be using this system to an extent to drive more visitors to our local offline customers. So, you know, it just makes us so much more able to even serve that segment of the market. This is a really, really powerful system. I do encourage people to not think about it too long, because it's going to sell out, I'm sure, within the next day or so. And we've got about a minute and a half to go. So why don't I turn it back over to you, Alex, and let you offer any closing thoughts.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Willie. It's really been a pleasure to do this with you. And you know, I strongly encourage customers to take you up on your offer. I think it's very generous of you to give an hour of your coaching to anybody who buys this program. And here's basically what I've got to say on the program. This is a program that's highly proven to work with normal, everyday people. If you follow Willie's link and you go to the site, you're going to see in the top, you know, maybe three or four pages, there's a video there with a guy called Mark Dulies from PEI. Now, he's a guy that I now know because we kind of became friends after he started doing so well with my stuff, but he's now making, you know, about $300 a day, working about 15 hours a week, and he's a single father of three kids. The same thing happened to him. He had his back against the wall before stumbling into this system. and things have turned out more than okay for him. So there's more than one of these case studies on the page. I suggest you take in everything that you've listened to here, and you go listen to that, read the material, and if it's for you, you're gonna need to make a decision rather quickly because it's selling out probably in the next 24 hours or so, maybe even less. But it's a great program. I encourage you to find the information, and if it's for you, make that step because it's going to be worth it.
And that site, again, is at sagemarketer.com/conquest. I do want to thank everyone for joining us on the call today. We are out of time. Alex, thanks a million for joining us, and I will be available to answer any questions for people who want to email me or whatever about this product. I, like I said, not only believe in it, I'm a user of the product, so it's a winner. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Willie. Bye-bye.
Bye.